This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
But as someone who said, seen 10 presidents in the briefing room, 10 White House press secretaries. You saw my back and forth with Kellyanne Conway right there. I'm the first person to say I don't care that much about crowd size either, but we did have these speeches yesterday on the first full day in office from the president and the press secretary that were just not factual.
His very first appearance in the briefing room, Sean Spicer went in and he uttered at least three things that were demonstrably false. And then, and I think the biggest problem, he left without taking a single question. I've never seen a White House press secretary do that. That said, I think that we need to be careful as reporters and as journalists not to take the bait and not to get into an endless discussion about issues that are trivial. How many people were there? The crowd size, just not important. He had a huge crowd.
But telling
the truth is absolutely important, especially from that podium. Sean is no longer the RNC spokesperson. He's no longer a campaign spokesperson. He's speaking on behalf of the White House, of the executive branch of the United States. Credibility matters.
And Alex Castellanos, I want to bring this to you because I wonder something about the functioning inside the White House. You saw immediately in the New York Times this morning people suggesting that Donald Trump thought that Sean Spicer went too far. So already you've got his colleagues throwing him under the bus.
It's going to be a tough job for the next 4 years being the spokesman for this administration. President Trump's style is very different than we've seen in any other presidential leader. He pushes the ball way past the 50-yard line. He's a negotiator, not a citer of facts. You know, he's the guy, he's going to buy that car. He's going to say, that's the worst car in the world. Well, it's a different way he's used to dealing with the world. That's the worst car in the world. I'm not going to give you all that money for it. The germ of truth is that he's trying to tell you something else. And just looking at it on that micro level is not going to help you understand what's really going on in the Trump administration.
But see, that's right. I think John is right. We shouldn't take the bait. Here we are having, you know, a whole conversation and leads in the paper and all of that about what Trump said.
I couldn't disagree more. He doesn't tell the truth. What are we supposed to do?
I know, but what he's managed to do was to minimize the incredible demonstrations yesterday all over the world of by more than a million. And instead of that being what everybody is talking about today, it's Donald Trump again.
I hope he's right, that's the way.
Well, you know, everybody is picking up the ball here, Scott. The media is picking it up. Trump's picking it up. I think the challenge is do we lose something in the process? I mean, what do we need to be focused on right now? We got a new president coming in to take office. It's typical. And I understand some people go, well, why didn't they hold the last president as accountable? Why didn't they stay on top of him and say, look at, truth really matters. They opted to turn their head many times, but now there's a Republican in. So, hey, look at, they're sharpening up their blades and everything. And I think it would, be prudent for Sean Spicer and, for everybody. I mean, it's one thing and they'll figure this out. Is that it's a bit frustrating. You've come off of a campaign where, you know, you had the media against you. But now, hey, look, you've got the bully pulpit. You are in the power position. You don't need to necessarily respond. And, you know, what the people are going to measure you on is not so much your response and continuing to bury the media. I think people are figuring this out, that the media is what they are. I mean, as John Guandolo said and others, even Bridget Johnson, also echoed is that, the media has been taken over by these hardcore Marxists. And I know it's hard. You know, it's hard for people to get their brains around it, to think that something this diabolical has happened within the boundaries of our country. But America needs to wake up to that fact that you've got thought police out there. And look, they've been able to use different agencies of our government to force you to think appropriately. They've used our educational system. And if you don't, If you're not ready to go along to get along, well, then you're going to pay a price. Hey, welcome to the world of politics, 21st century in the United States of America.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing now. Stop,
hey, what's hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, whether it's, you know, by way of any of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around the country or around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Get involved in the conversation. Look at, we need to have a healthy conversation and a debate here to work through these things as we've been discussing this morning, which is so critical. This has been the problem. This is why the forgotten man and woman feels so forgotten, as their voice has been invalidated, been told, hey, look at, we don't need your opinion here. Well, the fact of the matter is, we are the United States of America, and your opinion is not only needed, it is essential if we're going to get back on track and get this country moving again. We're really privileged to have back with us Theodore Melick. He's written a new book titled Hired, and it documents the rise of Donald Trump, his stunning victory. And he is a former insider, turns rogue, and joins the Trump revolution. Ted Melick, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine. I'm just back from the inauguration, so.
Wow. So,
speaking and all those good things.
Yeah, it's, I imagine, quite insight. So you were there for the inauguration. What's your takeaway?
Well, I think it's a dramatic, some people even say revolutionary, shift in American history. Mm-hmm. It will be basically erasing the legacy of Barack Obama, you know, within a number of days and weeks, mm-hmm. reestablishing American leadership in the world and putting the American economy back on track to, in fact, perform the way it can and will.
Ted, what do you think about, you know, we had marches over the weekend. Clearly, there are people that are counter-opposed to this movement. They loved what Barack Obama was doing, what Hillary Clinton had proposed in terms of the trajectory and direction that this country was moving in. But you've got a majority of Americans, I mean, regardless of these vote things, I know that Democrats like to say, well, you know, she won the popular vote. And it's like, well, that wasn't the game. The game was the Electoral College, and, you know, we get caught and we go down these dark holes and we waste a lot of time. And I apologize for even bringing that up right now. But still, is that, you know, we've got an opportunity with the new vision. And as people have said, the legacy of Barack Obama is Donald Trump.
Indeed. No, it's disappointing to see the kind of outbursts, particularly the violent ones, that we witnessed in Washington, D.C. by a very small number of people, funded by radical groups and George Soros to try to sow the seeds of discontent, and to actually destroy property and harm police. I have no problem with the kinds of peaceful protests that took place amongst women and others, mm-hmm. their marches. I have no problem with any form of protest. It's part of the American process and system. But the fact is that the Republicans now control the presidency, the House of Representatives, the Senate, and they will soon have a 5-4 vote or better on the Supreme Court. So
exactly.
This kind of alignment happens very rarely in American political history, and we need to take advantage of it. And even though there are people on the other side who respect their opposition, we are going to move an agenda.
Well, and it is, as Trump has referred to this often, that it is a movement, and it is critical that the people do not grow weary here. You know, the mainstream media and those that have been anti-Trump, anti-movement, are absolutely panicking, and they've done everything they can to shut down this honeymoon as quickly as possible. As you say, prudence would say, do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Some people have some legitimate concerns, but like in any of, you know, these kind of, you know, protests that go on, sometimes that can get lost in translation with the, you know, the breaking of laws and the lack of respect, you know, for others.
I think it's also seeded by a very unfair, biased, prejudiced media, for the most part, who has tried to delegitimize the Trump victory and has tried to, you know, cast him as a character who is unsavory and doesn't deserve support. So the media also has, I think, part of the blame in this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Donald Trump is definitely, you know, I think in some cases, I think he teases and taunts the media. And but he, you know, he's got his hands full in these next 100 days. I mean, people are looking for some things to really happen. And with him being, you know, for all intents and purposes, I keep telling people, I mean, this is the first chief executive officer we've had in the Oval Office probably ever, if not the modern era, certainly. And he knows about getting business done. And there's nothing like success to quiet the mouths of dissenters, isn't it?
I think you're absolutely right. I wrote an op-ed some months ago that the United States needs to hire a chief executive officer. That's what we've gone out to do. Mm-hmm. And that's how he's going to perform. And he's basically, even in his inauguration, said that you can judge me on that performance.
Exactly.
If I don't perform, then don't keep me in this office, because I'm here to do one thing, and that is to support you. And he was pointing at the crowd, not at the people in back of him, who were largely, you know, Congress and the political class of Washington, D.C.
He did. He really was equal opportunity in terms of his criticism, both Republicans and Democrats. And to your point, the political class, this is the one that wants business as usual, the one that feels like from their ivory towers and their perched positions that they should just dictate laws and let the minions live under them. You know, like what a novel concept, like Obamacare. I can tell you that if Congress, and there were no exemptions whatsoever with Obamacare, if Congress was subjected to Obamacare, we'd have had the answer for this national health care fiasco a long time ago.
Yeah, correct. Well, Obamacare is, frankly, not a term we'll be hearing much about anymore. I think it will be, as I say, erased from the annals of history and hopefully replaced by something that's a lot more market-oriented, that lets people keep the positions of their choice. And frankly, that doesn't mandate them to do certain things that are against their better interests.
Mm-hmm. As an insider look in your book, Hired, an insider look at the Trump victory, what was the major takeaway for you from, you know, the Trump rally and movement?
Well, I think there are two things. One is the sort of policy orientation of Donald Trump, which in some ways is less ideological than in the past, more pragmatic, but certainly grabbed the attention both on the domestic and the international front of policies that would shift American positions substantially. And second thing, I think we sometimes forgot, we are in a historical epoch. So it's the context within which Trump can be placed. So I live in the UK, at least part of the time, and over here, university, the Brexit ball bounced first in the UK.
Right.
And this is a movement that is, frankly, worldwide against the global elite, against the crony capitalism, against the special interests, for national sovereignty, towards the popular will of the people. And I think you're going to see it expressed in a number of other countries around the world, but most particularly in Europe this coming year.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ted Malik is with us. We're talking about his new book, Hired, An Insider Look at the Trump Victory. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more from Ted on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America. We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again.
I'm proud to be
an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up.
Bill Martinez, live.
Next to you.
You know, to hear this music, I got to tell you, I was really refreshed and pleased to hear, you know, the artist that did agree to show up for the inauguration. You know, the thing is, you know, with these artists that came, they love this country, true patriots, no doubt. Didn't have to worry about the language, didn't have to worry about any kind of, you know, malfunction of their outer garments or anything like that. It was just, hey, we're celebrating America. They were happy to be there, and they did an outstanding job. It was quite inspiring. Ted Malik is with us, author of Davis Aspen and Yale. My Life Behind the Elite Curtain as a Global Sherpa is the chairman and CEO of the Roosevelt Group, a leading strategic advisory and thought leadership company. He was a research professor at Yale University, senior fellow at Oxford University. Malik has served on the executive board of the World Economic Forum, had an ambassadorial level post in the United Nations, has served in international capital markets on Wall Street, and has served in senior policy positions at the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations and the U.S. State Department. I give you this background because his insight into America's hiring of this new president, of Donald Trump, it was really quite revolutionary, and probably couldn't have come at a better time, at a time, Ted Malik, that America needed an answer, didn't we?
Well, I think after 8 years in the desert, it's very refreshing now to be at the spring of an oasis. And I was also part, of course, in much earlier time in my life in the Reagan administration, and there's some reminiscence. I really think that America can actually come back. That's the whole purpose,
right?
And actually the tagline and theme of the Trump campaign, to make America great again, that we can actually reassert ourselves. The only thing holding us back was those political elites, and particularly the Democratic president.
Without a doubt. Ted, no doubt, I mean, there are some Reagan-esque characteristics of with Donald Trump. But there's also things that are missing. I mean, you know, which is you know, part of what makes him special at times. He is a bulldog. He is not he's a no nonsense kind of guy, and he is used tweeting very effectively. People are just absolutely going nuts, the mainstream media, because it circumvents you know, their ability to introduce his narratives or to form his narrative. And, you know, they're just going nuts. And they just, you know, the first thing they seem to always ask is, will he give that up? And I'm saying, hey, he better not give it up.
Well, he'll never give that up. I mean, first of all, it's who he is. I tell people that Trump is too generous. There's only one Donald Trump, and they better get used to him. They kept saying the same thing during the primaries. Well, at a certain point, he'll change, he'll pivot, he'll grow up, he'll be presidential, he'll be this, he'll be that. Donald Trump, what you see is what you get.
Yes.
It is a pugnacious, fighting individual, and he has tireless energy. And the one thing that drives Donald Trump more than anything else is his patriotism.
Well, he also has a high desire for competence. He cannot stand incompetence. And I appreciate that about him. And I think that's the notice and the sound that you're hearing, you know, across the beltway. And dare I say, not across the beltway, because I think it's gonna raise the level of leaders around the world to understand that he's no nonsense. I mean, if you think not, just look what happened in a very short period of time with the president of Mexico. And I think that's a nuance that many in the media are overlooking.
You can go down the list, country after country after country. The prime minister of the UK is flying over, dropping everything to see him immediately Thursday and Friday this week to talk about the U.S.-UK special relationship, which has been dormant for a decade. The Chinese, I know, are in a panic about how to deal with Donald Trump. The European Union, which is a supranational organization, is full of fear because he's basically said, I hope some more countries do the exit from the EU.
Yes, exactly. Well, Ted, do you think that I mean, with this, I mean, you know, like any change, I mean, people are used to the status quo, even when it's bad, you know, and you give them change. This is going to be a process. You know, of course, the Democrats, the liberals, you know, those that are anti-Trump are just, you know, in a sense, they're doing everything they can to put a stick in his spokes and projecting that, you know, Trump could potentially tilt the balance of power and create World War III, which, you know, by the way, some would say we're already in. We just don't even know it.
Well, I don't think it's even remotely possible that we'll have World War III. Mm-hmm. But we will have a changed world order, and we will have a America that's recalibrated and competitive. And I think when it's said and done, we're going to have to find some more rock for Mount Rushmore, because that's where Donald Trump will end.
Wow. Yeah, that's well, it'll be most amazing, you know, for a country that, you know, has been raised particularly over the last several decades of safe spaces and political correctness. And you have a bull in a china shop who's coming in, turning tables upside down, you know, and going to reintroduce the concept of accountability to the Beltway. No wonder these people are a bit nervous.
Well, how about term limits?
Yes.
They actually have to limit their own damage. He's in favor of that as well.
Exactly. Well, I would say term limits, and I'm hoping also that he institutes something that the Founding Fathers had intentioned initially, Ted, and that is that they would live under the very rules that they create for we the people. I have said before that had they lived under, and I think I may have said this to you, lived under Obamacare, we'd find the solution to Obamacare a lot sooner than not.
No, I agree, and I think that we are in for a period of rather robust, fast, rapid change,
mm-hmm.
But it's something that the electorate, the people voted for, they wanted. It's an overwhelming electoral victory.
How much time do you think,
college?
Ted, the media right now is already, their swords, you know, the sabers are rattling, and, you know, they're all excited and nervous by all what's going on. How much time, I mean, I think that there's, as Newt Gingrich would say, there's some low-lying fruit where Donald Trump can exercise and demonstrate his leadership and do a lot of right by America very quickly within this 100 days. And as we say, the sweetest form of revenge is success. So a couple of wins on his side will really quiet the mouths of this opposition, won't it?
Well, I don't think we'll ever quiet them, because they are going to be disquieted by all that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, it's going to put them out of work, and it's going to change the political system.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to have harsh critics, as Ronald Reagan had almost his entire well, certainly the first 4 years, maybe in the
right.
Second part, it got a little bit warmer. But I think Trump will have that kind of opposition. The Democrats, however, do not have the power in the House or the Senate to stop what he's going to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the Democrats still cannot seem to formulate a message, Ted. And this is one of the things that...
They don't have a party leadership. They're in disarray. They have different wings of their party. It's a pretty feeble organization. They put up a failed candidate, and they lost.
Yeah, and how do they look to President Obama? President Obama almost is trying to interject himself back into the fray when he himself caused them, you know, the loss of over 1,000 seats. How do you follow?
This is actually a very sad chapter of in American history, because when George Washington, our first great president, left the presidency, he went out to Mount Vernon and led a very productive private life.
Yes.
And that pattern has been true more or less for every U.S. president. Sometimes starting a presidential library, sometimes being involved in some charitable organization, sometimes doing other good acts.
Yes.
I hope that President Obama can copy them and stay out of the political realm.
Exactly. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Ted Malik has been with us. Ted, great job. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. Hired an insider's look at the Trump victory, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, say, can you see why the dawn's early light?
America will start winning again. Winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. We will follow two simple rules. Buy American and hire American. It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers will never forget. That whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Welcome back, America. Coming at you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Jackie, what a voice, huh? What a treat. Welcome back. Our next guest, Ryan Gerdesky with Red Alert Politics, writes, in 2003, he was a young liberal high school student who saw that our nation was on the brink of a war with Iraq. Feeling that President Bush was wrong and my beliefs were right, I marched against the war along with more than 10 million people for a distinct purpose. However, in the end, it was all meaningless. Bush still invaded Iraq, torture still occurred, our civil liberties were eroded, and Democrats did nothing to stop them. After those 8 years, President Obama continued Bush's drone war and assault on civil rights with the passage of NDAA and the reconfirmation of the Patriot Act. Anti-war activists mostly stopped complaining when Obama was president because they put the Democratic Party ahead of all their beliefs. This past weekend, 2.9 million people, or about 4% of Hillary Clinton voters, protested Donald Trump. They had no clear mission, purpose, or message. They basically wasted their time. Ryan Gerdesky, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. That pretty much sums up your perspective on what happened this past weekend.
Yes, sorry, Bill, I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm sorry out of time. But, yeah, I thought that it was a lot of people wanting to feel good about themselves that they lost the election. So they got up and they were surrounded with like-minded people with no initiative. There was, according to Lee Fang of The Intercept, which is a liberal publication, there was no major sign-up, no major organization following it. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party was announced during the same time that it was spending $20 million trying to find more moderate candidates, and there was no purpose. They weren't out there to stop Betsy DeVos, although some were. They weren't out there to have any one single initiative to stop Trump. No, it was let's fight the patriarchy. It was nonsense. It was a waste of time. This isn't the second coming of the Tea Party. This is, you know, this is a lot of women who decided to get up there and voice that they were having a bad day.
Right. Is this representative of the left right now that they are rather discombobulated? I mean, the whole Trump movement has really set them back on their heels. And this started with their standard bearer, Hillary Clinton, who really came out and was messageless, wasn't she?
Yes.
And is that fair?
Yeah, but it's also very representative of the new left. I mean, there was a lot of anti-man sentiment being said. There was a lot of anti-white sentiment being said. They destroyed the entire National Mall. I mean, you can see pictures afterwards of all those signs they left everywhere. Mm-hmm. And this is their problem, is that they have to constantly cater to these radical fringe elements in their party who alienate and isolate the rest of the country. There's one, Linda Sarsoso from Brooklyn. I've known about this woman for, probably 4 or 5 years. She's always considered a complete lunatic. Mm-hmm. But she's got a PR agent, so she ends up on MSNBC, and now she's the face of this march. And she's saying how in Saudi Arabia is so good to women's rights. And this is their representation. This is one of their voices. This is insane.
Right.
And if they want to repair, if they want to learn anything, which they clearly don't, but if they wanted to learn anything, they would learn you cannot win a national election in this country with only 30% of the white vote. It's impossible. Right. So maybe it would be beneficial to stop holding up signs saying that white lives matter too much, which is one of the signs that some women have. It might be beneficial to not tell the white women, protesters in a public announcement, please stand in the back of the march.
Yes, exactly.
But they would never possibly want to learn anything from this. And it shows how isolating this movement was by the fact that 8 of the 10 senators who are up for re-election in 2018 in states that Trump won, Democratic senators in states that Trump won, did not show up to this rally, did not tweet about this rally, made no mention of this rally whatsoever on their social media, because why would you? Mm-hmm. You know, why would you sit there and expose yourself to amongst these fringe elements of the Democratic Party?
Yeah, they see it very clearly what could happen to them. Although they've kind of been antisocial here. I mean, they didn't even want to come to the inauguration, a lot of them. So, you know, it just may be just a sentiment. But, you know, that aside, Ryan, you know, I'm one to try to extract out of that morass, you know, what it is, you know, if possible. You know, what out of that needs to be addressed, what has merit, After all, what Donald Trump was talking about was the forgotten man and woman. Now, you may argue that the people that were represented in the mall that left a mess and everything like that, they weren't necessarily forgotten. They see themselves maybe as being left behind because they've missed the bus here.
Well, everyone gets on Singer and saying, oh, where were these people during the election? They were voters. I mentioned this in my piece. It's 4% of Hillary Clinton's voters that showed up to sit there and protest. That's who these people are, 4% of the losing candidate's votes. I don't think that anyone should take great stock into this movement as to being something bigger. Now, they have another marketing plan on April 15th. Once again, they have absolutely no message. A lot of them were bringing up Trump's the leaked video where Trump said, grab them by the you-know-what.
Right, right. Yeah.
That is not a political slogan. It's not a campaign piece. It's not an argument. That's not a rallying cry. This is insane. It's stupid. It's a waste of time. And as somebody who was formerly a liberal, who actually campaigned amongst a specific policy initiative, which was the Iraq War, I find it extremely tiring and very annoying that, you know, that they think that this rally is worth anything when a rally that was probably 3 to 4 times as large with very specific end goals wasn't worth anything because it got co-opted, just like this will get co-opted.
Exactly, right. Well, and you would think that history would teach them, but they're not interested in history, are they?
No, I mean, some of these people look like they had mental problems. I mean, when you have a movement being led by Madonna and Ashley Judd, what does that say among you? I mean, really, what does that say among your prospects of being in touch and not being isolated, when it says out of touch with the average person? If you're having rallies being led by celebrities, you're probably not the community being most likely to be in touch with the average voter, the forgotten man, the 5% of voters you need to hit to win national elections again, win back the Senate, win back the House. This is a joke.
Well, and you speak of Madonna. I thought what she had to say was very dangerous. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if you could go to the point of saying some people would say maybe even treasonous, but I think this kind of talk is we're getting carried away here, and I don't think it really helps the cause on any level.
Yeah, well, Madonna doesn't have to worry. If Madonna doesn't like it in America, she's got homes all over the world.
Right.
But this is representation. This is who they're supposed to be. Somebody who can literally leave this country and move to England or Italy or wherever she wants in the entire world in the drop of a hat. This is not representative of the average American.
Exactly. Ryan Gerdusky, a columnist for Red Alert Politics. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Ryan.
This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning. Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it's back with us, ladies and gentlemen, where it belongs, government up for and by we the people. The question is when are people going to pick up the mantle and get behind this president? You know, we've been talking about what Madonna had to say, you know, throughout the show. And in case you missed it, you know, Madonna was being Madonna. I mean, you know, obviously very angry about the election of President Trump. And she let the crowd at the Women's March over the weekend in Washington know about it without holding back during a profanity-laced speech. This is according to Fox News. And this is the quote that I thought was very, very dangerous amongst all her other expletives. She says, "I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House," the 58-year-old pop star said, before adding that she knows this won't change anything. I mean, how can you say such a thing? Like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm all for free speech, but this is irresponsible. And this is one of the, the leaders of, you know, your ragtag movement that you're trying to put together. I really don't think this truly represents the majority of women in America. Very, very unfortunate. Anyway, it is time for Bob Waliszewski. Yes, the one, the only director of Focus on the Families, Media, and Culture, director of Focus's Plugged In Department. Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey, it is. It is, absolutely, huh? Well, you know, we got lots to talk about. There's some great movies out there, but I got to tell you, I was surprised at the number one offering this past weekend, frankly, that Split would be the number one. That was not my pick.
No, I didn't think so either. And really, actually, the first two picks are surprises for me as well. The new Xander Cage film. So Split made $40 million. Xander Cage made $20 million. It wasn't until number three with Hidden Figures with $16 million that I'm like, yep, that would have been my pick. You know,
right.
there we go.
Exactly.
Two new films this weekend, The Founder and The Resurrection of Gavin Stone. Respectable, I guess, but nothing earth-shattering, and probably not a big surprise. So,
yeah, I mean, well, you know, and first of all, the redemption of Gavin. I think that is such a terrific movie, and of course, Founder. The story of McDonald's. Of course, limited release. I mean, only in 1,100 theaters, right?
Yeah, The Founder was just a little over 1,100. And I suppose that if you take the per screen average, it's 3,300 per every showing over the weekend. That's respectable. Mm-hmm. Compare that to The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, 887 theaters with 1,500. That's, it's okay, I guess. I have to think that Dallas Jenkins, the director behind it, is probably a little disappointed. I happened to be one of his Facebook friends and noticed this weekend that he was real excited about certain theaters adding an extra showing because they were sold out. So I think what happened is you had some cities that just went gangbusters for The Resurrection of Gavin Stone. And then you had some that were just about as dead as could be, you know.
Right.
So, and I suppose that's a reflection really on America. My guess is that probably the Northeast was a little, shallow as far as attendance. And in some of your more Bible Belt cities, your Houstons, your Dallas, your Atlantas, probably had more people in the theater. So,
yeah, all the people in the Northeast, they were in D.C., for the march. You know, they didn't have time to see much of the movies.
But Donna and her friends didn't get out there to see The Resurrection of Gavin Stone.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of march, by the way, we've got another march coming, a pro-life march happening, I believe, this week. Yes, this weekend.
Okay.
And I hope the media covers it even a quarter as much as they seem to want to cover the Women's March. You know, it just seems like it would only be fair because there's a lot of – this has been the biggest ongoing pro-life march for decades.
Yes.
And it typically doesn't get very good press. But I would hope with a new administration that maybe the press would actually be fair and get out and say, guess what? People showed up. They're very pro-life women showed up. So.
No. Well, America and press and fair – just doesn't go, those are oxymorons. And I think we just need to accept that. The women who are participating, those that are going out, look at Facebook Live as a wonderful vehicle. Get out there, get the message, let people know what's going on. After all, you look at what Donald Trump was able to do with his movement and the power of the tweet, 140 characters. I mean, we can make a lot of things happen there, get the news out. We'll do everything we can on our end. And I know that there are others who are committed to pro-life that will celebrate and come alongside in any level that we can. But I think we just have to accept the fact that the mainstream media is not interested in news. They're interested in their own agenda. That is absolutely clear. And we just frustrate ourselves. And we got a president that's getting frustrated and a press secretary that's got a little bit off the rails. It's like, look at this. It's just what it is. I think you can follow a little bit of the lead to some degree of George W. Bush. I think he was a good example in dealing with the reality of the press. It's just what it is. You know what you're dealing with. But, different than George W. Bush's era is the power of the new media, and that needs to be exercised.
Good point. Very good point. Yeah, you're right. The power of a tweet. People are listening. He's found a way to kind of bypass the media and just go directly to the people and say, here, got a little message for you here today. It's 140 characters long, but here's what I want to tell you. So,
and exactly, and especially for the pro-life movement where it's at. I mean, there is no question, there is a reason, Bob, that women across America are starting to realize. We got Abby Johnson going to be gone this week, and hers is a great story. We spoke with another gal last week who was you know, worked inside, you know, Planned Parenthood and her reality and you know, the stories that she tells of people and her own personal story, what she went through, you know, thinking that hey, abortion was the answer, you know, grew up in a time when, you know, the government said it was good. And I say the good housekeeping seal of approval was on abortion. And people have realized by experience that no bueno, this doesn't work. You may think that you have taken care of an inconvenience, but that inconvenience is not about to let you go. It haunts these women through the night. And dare I say, Bob, there are many men who silently are crying who have participated in abortions, sometimes willingly, sometimes unbeknownst. But they're realizing, oh, my God, that's my kid. I just lost my kid.
Yeah, Focus on the Family has had a number of those men over the decades that have gone on and shared the very similar things. So, you know, we understand, I think, at Focus on the Family, the problem, the pain, the turmoil that must happen when a crisis pregnancy occurs, you know. And don't want to minimize that for these women, but and we may have some listeners today who are just kind of right on the fence, not real sure where they am, but it's like, hey, got that, understand that. But the answer is not taking the life of the preborn. Yes, you know, maybe adoption. It may be if you can handle it to give birth and raise it yourself. There's other answers, but it's not abortion. And,
right.
And I know it's a tough. I know there's a lot of women have been faced with that and feel the, especially when a man has basically abandoned them during the time and they're like, okay, I'm totally on my own now. What do I do?
Exactly. Yeah, it's, you know, unless you're there, understand, but, you know, at some point, this is where you have to trust God. And I say trust God, I don't know how anybody goes through this without having any kind of relationship with God. And the further away from God that you are, I think your choice and your perspective, your worldview becomes so altered and formed by the culture, which can be very dangerous, because here we are in this culture, having known that we've participated in the deaths of some 60 million babies. You know, what have we lost along the way? You know, I mean, we can't even begin to fathom, Bob, the loss. But this is all part of the culture war that has taken place because people don't want to have God. They don't want to be accountable. They really, you know, have joined up with Satan and echoing his famous words, did God really say? But God was real clear. Look at what lies before you is life and death. And in case you're confused, let me give you the right answer. You want to choose life. And when you choose life, yes, I mean, sometimes it can be tough, and I'm sure that you hear those stories, and I've heard them from women and men who have chosen life, but in retrospect, having gone through it, the life they saved was life-changing for them, the benefit so incredible, and they look back on that moment, and they shudder to think that they were seriously thinking about death. But it's so casual in our culture today that it's okay to think about death, to execute, you know, murder and stuff. You know, we've got the Gosnell film that's coming up, and man, this is going to be real shocking, Bob, for people to deal with the reality of what you know, the abortion doctor Gosnell did.
Yeah. Speaking of films, so.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned you know Gavin Stone, the resurrection of Gavin Stone. An interesting story, of course, the founder as well. You know, the whole story of McDonald's. I mean, enough to make you want to go out and have a cheeseburger or something.
And I actually got French fries after the screening, so there was.
Did you really?
I did, honestly. I honestly did, and it didn't put Ray Kroc on a pedestal. I was worried ahead of time it might. It really showed him as an unscrupulous man who couldn't keep his word, and his eyes were roaming, and he drank too much. Yeah. And yet this was a film that I wasn't anti. It was one of those rare ones that there was enough of a cautionary tale. Like I do not want to be like.
We're all wrapped up right there, Bob. We got to leave it there. Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Why be held high?